I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. I'm not a first adapter. I'm also not a boycotter. But this really got me to thinking, and Patrick and I from the Infomaniacs actually discussed it for quite a while this morning, because Facebook just keeps getting more evil. I thought they'd reached a point where there was nothing shady that they could do that would surprise me, but somehow they've managed to top their own shadiness. Again, turns out Facebook secretly used almost 700,000 of us as guinea pigs to see if they had the power to manipulate our emotions. They spent 1 week in January of 2012 showing some people mostly negative posts from their friends and filtering out the good ones. They also showed some people mostly positive posts and filtered out the negative ones. Then they monitored those people to see how it affected them. Did the people who mostly saw negative stuff become bummed out and post more negative stuff themselves? Did the happy people get happier? Fortunately, they found they can't manipulate our emotions. Thank God. There was no connection between the posts people saw and how their moods changed. The study was technically legal because you gave them permission to do everything but pretty much change the locks on your front door. But in fact, we only know about the study because Facebook just published a paper on it. But still, dang, Facebook. It's enough to make you consider whether you need to unplug. At least it did me. And that's my commentary. Thanks to the good folks at Gun Corps. Now, they offer classes, which is cool, so you can get your CHL and various tactical and defensive firearms training. Of course, they've got a great assortment of guns and tactical gear, not to mention automatic knives and pretty much a one-stop shop for all that, including ammunition. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.